Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, September the 23rd, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, my favorite story in a while. Really is. A dreadhead cowboy of Chicago stopped for riding his horse down the Dan Ryan Freeway in the Windy City. Yep. He was trying to bring attention to the number of kids killed in Chicago by violence. At least somebody's doing it, but arrested by police for horse riding through the city. Number two, the battles over the legality of mail-in voting creating legal battles in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, now North Carolina. Each one of those critical swing states now saying ballots that arrive days, sometimes weeks after Election Day, can be legally counted. Of course they can. And number one, the crushing reality is setting in for Democrats. The crushing reality is setting in for Democrats that elections do matter. Elections do have consequences. And sadly for you, there is no dying wish clause in the United States Constitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg may have had her dying wish, but in a constitutional republic, it is meaningless. What mattered was the Republicans winning control of the Senate in 2014, keeping it in 2016, expanding it in 2018. Republicans control the Senate for a reason. America is with them. And because of that, Democrats are screaming bloody murder. And because of that, they say that there should be no nomination, no confirmation of a justice to replace the now late RBG. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, well, she doesn't have that kind of power. She will lie in repose today and tomorrow with a former justice who served 27 years before succumbing to cancer at the age of 87 Friday, leaving 45 days between her passing and the election of 2020. Plenty of time to confirm a new justice to the United States Supreme Court. This battle and this kind of epic back and forth will continue, by the way, for the rest of your life and mine. This is the new normal in politics. This is the way it's going to be. But yesterday, the dam broke for the Democrats. You see, they had heard from Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who said there should not be a nomination put forth in an election year this close. There should not be a vote in the U.S. Senate, but there's going to be. And Murkowski and Collins fell short of saying they wouldn't vote on a nominee. They said it shouldn't be put up. They didn't say they wouldn't vote. And so a lot of eyes turned to Mitt Romney of Utah. What is Mitt Romney going to do? He voted for impeachment, for removal of the president, the only Republican to do so. And so he is suspect in the eyes of many on the right, conservatives, Republicans. Well, Mitt Romney came out yesterday and made it clear how he feels about a nomination going forward. It's bite number nine with Mitt Romney. Here is how he feels about filling that vacancy in the United States Supreme Court and the Constitution and his responsibility. Listen to this.
The idea that the Merrick Garland decision was unfair and therefore it has to be made up by doing something which also wouldn't make a lot of sense, which is saying to President Trump, you can't get your nominee either, that just doesn't follow for me. The Garland decision was consistent with history. The decision to proceed with a new nominee is also consistent with history and precedent, and that's where I come out.
29 times there's been a Supreme Court vacancy during an election year. 29 times the president in office put up a nominee. 19 of those times the nominee was confirmed. And of those 29 times, 19 times came when the same party controlled the White House and the Senate. Out of those, 17 nominees were confirmed. Just two rejected. The other 10, only two made it through. That's the way it works. Remember, our good friend Barack Obama said, elections have consequences. Thank you, Professor. You're absolutely right. And so while Chuck Schumer and the others throw hissy fits and stomp their feet and hold their breath like petulant children, it's all meaningless theater. But what's not meaningless are the threats that they're putting out there now to change the structure of the United States Senate, to end the filibuster, to pack the United States Supreme Court, to add four new justices, or six, or 100. Nobody knows for sure. That way they can have the balance of power back towards liberal ideas that they can never get through the legislature. You see, that's how it works. They want the court to push through radical ideas that can never make it through the House or the Senate, because the individual states and the representatives would say, no. Those on the left don't care. They want power, raw power. Just like Lindsey Graham said, man, all you want is power, and I hope you never get it. He said that during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and he was right. One of the most despicable senators, in my estimation, of the last few years, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. She'll say anything, do anything. Nothing matters to her. She has no principles. If it's far left and radically left, she'll do it as she lives behind her gated community home in her palace in Hawaii. As she has her armed entourage in Washington, D.C., she doesn't care about you. Iowa? What's that? Wisconsin? Never been there. Let's listen to Mazie Hirono talking about packing the Supreme Court. Bite number one, it is. Bite one with the so-called senator from Hawaii. Bite one, go.
What about after the election and going forward? Joe Biden was asked last night repeatedly if he wins the election, would he favor adding more justices to the Supreme Court? He would not answer that question. Where do you stand on that?
This is long overdue court reform as far as I'm concerned, and I've been thinking about court reform and what we can do regarding the Supreme Court to make it so much more objective. And so this is not something that a lot of us have not thought about. But on the other hand, that's after the election. We only have a serious discussion about any of these things if the Democrats take back the Senate. But
court reform, packing the court and taking power because you lost, that's court reform to Mazie Hirono. And it will be as well to many other Democrats. They'll say no, but they'll do exactly what she's talking about. So after Mitt Romney came out and said, I'm on board with supporting a qualified nominee, we also heard from Pat Toomey, Cory Gardner, and others that were considered to be swing state Republicans that may or may not support the nomination. They all support the nomination. They're all in line now. They're all there. Which means the Democrats have no power to stop anything. The nominee will be up and down in 3 weeks, if it takes that long. The fact of the matter is, there's no requirement for these hearings. These dog and pony shows are made for television. That's what they're done for. And in this case, who cares about the dog and pony shows? People like Chuck Grassley are worried about the future of the Republic. Chuck Grassley worried about the future of the Republic and law and order and following the United States Constitution as written, not as reimagined by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Reimagine the Constitution. How about reimagine you leaving Congress? I imagine that every day. I hope her opponent has some strength. 14 after, by the way, on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. A lot more to get to because we're just getting started this day. Hope you're good to go and get some coffee. Let's roll. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a WellConnect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you, WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. WellConnect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Getting a Well Connect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.